John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Alicia Maldonado, a member of the editorial board of the New York Post, importantly a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, writing most recently about the persecution of a large group of people in Hong Kong by the Chinese Communist Party, the mainland. This persecution, however, centers on one particular man, Jimmy Lai, the publisher of Apple Media, Apple News, an independent newspaper formerly in Hong Kong. The predicate for all of this is the demonstrations in 2019 against the expectation that the mainland would be depriving Hong Kong of any voice in its own future and violating the promises that were made in the late 20th century when Britain, Great Britain, handed over the remains of its colonial empire, Hong Kong, to the Chinese Communist Party. That was then, this is now. Alicia, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. We're looking at an attack on Epoch Times. And the reason we're looking at that is because, coincidentally, the way these things work out, Hollywood-like, it happened at about the same time Jimmy Lai and his colleagues were coming before the court in Hong Kong to be sentenced to be persecuted for speaking out on democracy. I believe that the Epoch Times in the United States and overseas also speaks out on democracy. So can we connect these two independent events? Good evening to you, Alicia.
Thank you so much for having me. We definitely can do. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, they don't like the truth being told at all. And so the Epoch Times, they routinely shine a light on that. And so, they had their printing presses attacked because the Communist Party cannot have the truth being told, especially when they're trying to squelch freedoms and democracy, and they don't want the rest of us to pay attention to what they're doing to these democratic freedom fighters, and Jimmy Lai and Martin Lee and, Margaret N. They don't want us paying attention. And so if they can focus on something else, like the smashing of a newspaper printing press, then maybe we're not going to pay attention to the court cases that are coming up.
It is so old-fashioned, almost sentimental of them to smash a printing facility. It strikes me it's back to the 19th century. I believe there were moments when the New York Times was under attack and had to be defended by a machine gun in Times Square. So there's something about this that suggests that the Chinese Communist Party is fragile? How to say this? Is not certain how it's going to conduct itself. It hesitates in the trial by attacking a printing plant that can easily, the story, so do I. Never pick a fight with a man who buys his ink by the barrel.
That's right. They're scared, for a regime that considers itself all powerful and can really just go after anyone on the street and disappear them, which is what they routinely do to journalists, or anyone who dares speak out. They have such power, and yet they're so afraid. What is the phrase? I'm more fearful of one pen than 1,000, military soldiers or whatever it is. The pen is mightier than the sword. They're scared. They cannot have, as I write, they cannot allow themselves to be subject to such sunlight of words and print.
Who is the audience for this? You've written about it trenchantly, but I'm trying to imagine, since we can presume no one on the mainland was afforded the knowledge of this attack, and everyone in America would nod and know who the bad guys are. So what do you imagine the CCP believed was the perfect audience to breaking up a printing plant?
I mean, that's a good question. I think that there are people, these Democratic, Jimmy Lai and those folks and the people who spent, all 2019 protesting in the millions, maybe because they are now kind of forced to be quiet because of this new national security law that the CCP imposed, which basically, according to their capricious whims, can arrest you for whatever. So I think that there's a huge audience in Hong Kong who's fighting for freedom, but who might now have to be underground a bit. And so because they're afraid of that, because one voice can do so much. So if that one person on the streets who kind of looks innocuous might speak up, that's what they're going for,
It occurs to me, this is a sidebar, the ironies of history, that the Epoch Times, that's the same newspaper that's deprived certain access to social media. Do I have it right? I can recall reading in their headlines that they're that they've been censored in some fashion by Santa Clara County, a.k.a. the Silicon Valley. Just one of those ironies of history, Alicia. We don't have to comment on it. We just leave it there. Now, back to Jimmy Lai. He's facing persecution and jail time. What do we know so far about how much time he's going to spend in jail and also his health? That's important here because, yes, he is going to be detained. How long and his health are the determinants here of our concern?
I think they're of the utmost concern. So Jimmy's going to be 74 this year. And I think he, for one court case, he's gotten 18 months. And that is so far. And for the first one, because he was convicted of a first one, I'm blanking on the time he's gotten for that. But I think that they're really going to try to make an example out of Jimmy because, they're so threatened by this person who's like he's not cowed by them. He kind of sees it as, a mission from God, I think, that, someone has to stand up and someone has to put it on the record. And he's willing, you know, Jimmy can go anywhere. He's a billionaire. He has, you know, British citizenship. He didn't have to stay. But he chose to, you know, so willingly. So I think that they're kind of trying to throw the book at him, and he has a couple more court cases coming up. So I think that he's going to get a couple years. I really do. Potentially.
There's a news report that he's written a letter or gotten a communication out of jail, which is very upsetting to the authorities. That suggests to me, of course, that Jimmy Lai is moving into the category we can just generally put down as Mandela. In other words, the man who was persecuted and jailed for decades by the South African government that no longer exists. Is that a possible model here? Do people talk about that, Alicia?
I think that it's definitely a possible model. I don't think that people are talking about it enough. Personally, but I definitely can see that going that way, for many years.
Let's talk about the Biden administration then. It's a new day. They've got a full plate. Actually, they've got a whole buffet full of plates here. Ukraine, Russia, and the troubles that in the Mexican border. To your satisfaction, is the Biden administration responding adequately, vociferously enough about the persecution of Jimmy Lai and the smashing of Epoch Times?
Absolutely not. I can't think of much that has been said by the Biden administration. Can you? I mean, I follow this stuff all the time. I can't think of anything that they said recently. I may have missed it, but they're definitely not doing enough. And I think that, I think foreign policy is, their weak point. Then again, you know, serving as vice president under Barack Obama, definitely a weak point there as well. So I see like this continuance of being unafraid to go against these other big powers and not doing much.
China would regard that as a success then. The People's Republic of China would regard that as a success. And persecuting Jimmy Lai is a way of challenging the Biden administration. I ask, is that a fair way to think that this is a provocation that doesn't cost them very much and they can test how Biden reacts?
Yeah, definitely. He's already he's not doing well enough on, the Ukraine stuff, right? Or just Ukraine, but, he's not doing well there. And I think that a lot of, you know, the last outside of, I guess, Trump, but American presidents are really kind of afraid to challenge the CCP. They hold a lot of our debt. We kind of have this attitude that we need them to make the world go round. So, and we don't. I think Trump did a good job of, you know, really challenging them. And you can see that by the way that the CCP responded, which is, you know, late last year, actually. I got to talk to the Taiwanese foreign minister, Joseph Wu, and he said it this way, which I thought was really great, that, you know, when China starts facing external pressure or when people start noticing that they're messing it up or just abuses of power, they start ratcheting up their bad behavior elsewhere around the world. So then we go, oh, what are they doing in, what are they doing here? What are they going to do with Australia or whatever it is, you know? And we get focused on that. They go, oh, we don't have to pay attention to the weakers now, you know?
Alicia Maldonado, a member of the editorial board of the New York Post and a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, most recently on the persecution of Epoch Times in Hong Kong and publishers and barristers in Hong Kong by the mainland. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.